Joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is the Executive Communications Director, Better Business Bureau, serving Connecticut, Howard Schwartz. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Nice to speak to you both.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we've got problems everywhere. You know, I'm so glad that you are with us this morning, Howard, because there have been stories, quite a few stories, about buying a pet dog. Pet lovers getting scammed, losing money inadvertently by buying pets online without checking out the breeder, especially in another state.
That's right. Not only they're not checking out the breeder, but they're also not checking out the dogs themselves. And it could be cats as well. But what happens is people see a really great price on a purebred pet, and they say, all right, I'll go for it, and they'll pay the money in advance without, as you say, checking who the breeder is, but they'll buy it sight unseen, and they'll pay for it, and it's heartbreaking, because sometimes they'll be waiting for the dog to be transported, and then they receive a phone call from the so-called breeder saying, you've got to pay a couple of extra $1,000 for transportation and all the rest of it, and of course they want it through to be wired to them or send some gift cards, and the dog never arrives, or the cat, or they're sick, those types of things. And let's remember that some of these criminals design fancy websites, and they have attractive images of pets, and that's something, those are lifted from other websites in many cases. And that does not mean, it doesn't really translate into ethical practices. And this is the worst part. If buyers are not careful, they can end up with a sick animal of financial losses, but also end up with financial losses that are going to somebody else, that you may end up inadvertently supporting a puppy mill. And a puppy mill is an operation where it's a rogue breeding operation that puts profits ahead of the well-being of its animals. Now, yes, you can find all types of great deals, but Better Business Bureau recommends, first and foremost, look up the breeder, no matter how good the price is. You can call a vet in the area. You can get a rescue dog. There are many things you could do, but you've got to have the paperwork. And whether you buy it from another state, from a breeder, it doesn't really matter. You've got to see the pet before you buy them. And some classified ads can also be a risky place to buy a pet, because sellers will usually offer some sort of a sad story explaining why it's urgent that they sell the pet as soon as possible. And one of the problems is criminals know that selling pets is big business, and they're known to steal people's dogs from parks and even their owners' front yards.
Really?
It's terrible.
Oh. And,
yeah, I don't have to tell you that anyone who's got a pet knows it's not just a dog or a bird. It's a cat. It's a member of the family. So we urge people, of course, to check with us and a breeder association to see if, for example, you're buying a purebred, to see that they're legitimate, and whether it has a trail of satisfied customers. Watch out for no refunds policies. If they say that they will not give you a refund for a sick puppy, this is a sign likely that you're dealing with a puppy mill instead of a legitimate breeder. Check references within the last year at least. Ask them what the experiences were like, about the health of their animal, and if there have been any medical problems. And I cannot emphasize this enough. Never buy a pet without visiting the breeding facility to make sure it exists, for starters, but also to make sure that the environment is good, that the animals are, they look healthy, and that they've been well taken care of. So whether it's online or anywhere else, check out the pet first.
Well, I tell you, I got to give Channel 3 a credit on this pet situation, because they really get into this, and there's no question about it, and we are going to too, and that's why we wanted you on with us this morning. But to tell you the truth, I did not realize that the story was as big as it truly is.
Well, if you're talking about the pet story, certainly we've seen a couple of busts over the past several years of the line between puppy mill and someone who's just picking up animals and selling them. You know, you can argue about the wording of it, but there have been several busts because they don't take care of the animals and then they sell them. So you should have that that pet checked out by a veterinarian, and you can tell pretty well by looking at the animal whether it's been abused or taken care of before it gets to you, if it gets to you at all.
Howard Schwartz, Executive Communications Director, Better Business Bureau, serving Connecticut, joining us here on Brad and Dan. He's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And Howard, I know that there's also a big baseball game for military heroes, Military Appreciation Night baseball game this summer. How about talking about that?
Sure. It'll be August 11th at Dodge Stadium in Norwich. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because it's Military Appreciation Night, and BBB's military line is sponsoring it. And what we're looking for now, Dan, is military heroes, whether it's you, whether it's a veteran, someone on active duty. And we've opened nominations. And what happens when we have the All-Stars is we honor them at the game, center field. And we give them a certificate, but we also hand out not just to the All-Stars themselves, but to the military heroes, rather, but the fans as well. More than 1,000 decks of these cards. So if we have a dozen military heroes there, they have their face on a special baseball card on the front, as well as their military service details on the back. So what we're looking for at the moment is to get people to nominate somebody who they think is a military hero, and they all are, and to get them to just nominate them. And you can do that on our award, on our website at bbb.org/CT, and you can't miss it. It's under, as you say, Military Appreciation Night. And by the way, some of the money, there are auctions of special jerseys when this comes around, players' jerseys, and these are used to help pay for our scholarship funds, including our military scholarship fund. So it's very important, and you should see how proud the military heroes are when they're on the field. Most say nothing. Some have a tear in the corner of their eyes. This is so special. And so we're asking to help honor those who serve. Nominate them. Nominate yourself on our website. And if I may give out a quick email address if you have questions, events, that's plural, events@ct.bbb.org. And let's hear about your heroes.
Okay. Well, thank you for being with us this morning. Just great always to, especially on that pet situation. And to tell you the truth, and I was talking with Dan about it, didn't realize it was this big, but I guess it is.
It's a big criminal enterprise, and people watch on your dog and cat or any other animal, and particularly if you leave them outside, we urge you to do that.
All right. Howard, your website, if people want to go online and view more information?
Sure. That's bbb.org/CT. And if you have a pen and paper handy, you can call us at 860-740-4500. And we're always happy to help out, gentlemen.